You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show hosts and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.
Life is all about going through an upwards and downwards journey in order to pursue our dreams. Don't let any kind of obstacles and failure push you against your sources in life. Just keep moving forward with hope. Fight the battles of life and take the challenges with courage, determination, and that day is not today. Tanya Maynard, it's your time to be inspired. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and all other national time zones. Only on Love Radio Network 24. God not only wants to give us eternal life, He wants us to have a full and meaningful life here on earth. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." From John 10 and 10. Join evangelist Christine Johnson Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and all other national time zones for Empowerment Radio, God's vision for your life. Enjoy the inspirational word from many different pastors and speakers to encourage every challenge in your life. That's Empowerment Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Love Radio Network 24.
Thank you for joining Empower Radio. This is your host, Christine Johnson. We have an awesome speaker on tonight. Please join and share. Let someone know that Empower Radio is on. This is at 7 p.m. We are here every Tuesday. We thank God for Love Radio Network, Dr. Dean, Dr. Charles Dean, and the staff. Please share the link, Love Radio Network. Let them know that Empowerment Radio is on the air. We have Michael Devon Austin that will be our guest speaker on tonight, and an awesome topic. The topic is stay committed to the assignment. And we know that God is going to move in a special way. So take this moment, share with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. Let them know that Empower Radio is on the air. God bless you, Michael Devon Austin.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I do give God praise, honor, and glory for all He's doing in our life, and may He continue to bless the Love Radio Network. We want to talk tonight about staying committed to the assignment. And God has given all of us assignments and things to do, responsibilities. We want to deal with our brother Nehemiah, because Nehemiah was given the responsibility of rebuilding the wall and returning back to Jerusalem. During this particular time, Nehemiah ran, of course, into some obstacles and obstructions and some haters and some enemies. And these things happen when we're given an assignment for the Lord. We can always look for trouble, trial, tribulation, and obstacles to come against us when God has assigned us and commissioned us to do something for Him and for the kingdom. I'm reminded about National Geographic. I oftentimes like to watch that because God ministers to me through certain stories there. I was watching it, and they were talking about Amazon rainforest, and they were showing different type of plants and how certain plants grow there, but also there are vines. And listen, these vines, some of them will not grow unless the plant begins to grow. There are no obstructions. There are no problems or obstacles until the plant begins to grow. And at that time, the vine will start to grow. And it just lets me know that sometimes nothing's going to happen. There's not going to be any interference until you start to do something positive with your life and make some decisions and make some determinations. Again, my name is Michael Devon Austin. It's a pleasure having this opportunity to be here with Ms. Johnson. And again, God bless the Love Radio Network and Dr. Dean. Having some obstacles in my life, every time I tried to put forth an effort to do something for the Lord, I would run into things. And sometimes, just to be honest, I didn't complete assignments and I procrastinated. And I was dealing with a lot of failures in my life because I did not make my mind up to stay committed to the assignment early on in life. But how many of us know that sometimes those type of mistakes will strengthen you in your future, and you will be reminded not to make those same mistakes and errors in life when God is telling you that you need to be committed to the assignment. Again, getting back to the rainforest. So certain plants also, when they grow, the vine that attacks them will also mimic them. It'll try to actually grow and look just like the plant in order to disguise itself against being attacked by the plant's defense system. So watching that just let me know that whenever there's good, according to the word of God, evil is always present. Whenever you're trying to do right, whenever you make your mind up to make a decision about growing, going forward, even something as simple as I'm going to read my word more, all of a sudden you start to get sleepy. All of a sudden, distractions come, the phone ringing, you got other things that want your attention that might not have been there if you hadn't committed to saying, I'm going to read my Bible every day. I want to get more deep into God's word. On the other hand, when God says, I need you to go, I need you to do this good work, you can be prepared for all type of obstacles to come your way. For some reason, the kingdom of darkness and evil does not want the people of God and the kingdom of God to gain ground and advance. Nehemiah, according to the word of God, his countenance had failed, and the king noticed this and asked Nehemiah, why was he sad? Nehemiah responded, because of his people and because of the situation of the wall. And the king felt sorry for him and blessed him to go and rebuild the wall. Once he got there to start rebuilding the wall, he ran into five enemies. Notice how they never come alone or by themselves. It's always a group of them. Five different enemies came against him and his people to create havoc and to stop them from building the wall. They also lied on Nehemiah. They plotted to kill him. None of these things were going on or happening until he had made the determination to go and build the wall after the king gave him the assignment. When God gives us an assignment, trust and believe, en route to making that accomplishment, you're going to have obstacles come your way. One of our mightiest weapons is prayer. We must always be ready, willing to pray. The Bible says man should pray and faint not, and then it goes on and say we should pray without ceasing. Prayer is one of our most powerful weapons against attacks of the enemy. Also, just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, order our steps in the word of God, that we might have the strength and power and the endurance and perseverance we need to stay on point, stay on mission, and stay on assignment. I don't know about you, but a lot of times, even during the pandemic season, you know, we might have made promises or said, I want to do more of this or do more of that. And immediately, again, we ran into obstacles and things started to happen to try to stop us from doing that work. I'm just reminded that Nehemiah was consistent and he was committed. He was not going to allow enemies. He was not going to allow lies. He was not going to allow the challenge of his commitment to be taken away from him. He was determined to do what God had laid in his heart. And oftentimes we have to make that determination to do exactly what God has placed in our heart to do. Yeah, it's going to sometimes be hard. Sometimes there's going to be struggle. But I believe that God never sets us up to fail. Even if failure comes, it all works for our good, for to help us even succeed. I know that in my life, a lot of my failures created a toughness and a perseverance in me. It built character in me because I understood how disappointed I was when I failed. I understood how I didn't put my best foot forward. And those life lessons, if you allow them to, can teach you how to hang in there. Don't quit. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Stand, especially when God has given you an assignment. Stay committed. Stay committed to your assignment. Stay committed to the word that you said. Stay committed to your dreams, your visions, your goals that are in your heart, knowing that if God allowed you to think about them, if God allowed you to dream about them, then God can definitely allow you to accomplish them. With God on your side, nothing else can stand in the way. The word says that with man, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are always possible. Stay on assignment. Whatever your assignment is, don't compare your assignment to somebody else's. Don't think that what you're doing doesn't matter in the kingdom. It's not big enough. It's not grand enough. It's not bright enough. It doesn't seem to be that important. Everything. There's no insignificance in kingdom work. Everything is significant. It has a purpose and a place. I'm reminded about the body of Christ, that the feet, the hands, the legs, the arms, the eyes, the mouth, the ears, the body of Christ, every part is very, very, very important and extremely significant. And all parts have a specific task to do. Now, we as Christians can be multitasking. What we can do is there are times that God might call us to be the feet. There are other times God might still call us to be the hands. There are other times that God might call us to be the ears, and then there are other times God might call us to be the mouth. We are so versatile as Christians, and God has given us so many gifts and treasures that at any time he can call on us when we make ourselves available to be any part of the body and stay on assignment. The main thing is to stay focused. Don't lose heart. Don't give up hope. And allow your faith to be increased based on the fact that if you trust God, and I'm sure we do, then God has not given us an assignment that he hasn't already prepared for us to have victory over and to make it accomplished. It's a blessed thing to be chosen by God. It's a blessed thing to partner with God in any assignment that God has allowed us to be involved with. Oftentimes, we might get tired and not see instantaneous results. But if we hold on and be patient and let God continue the good work in us, those assignments can be accomplished. So when I think back to Nehemiah again, Nehemiah had told his brothers that while we're building the wall, we're going to be under attack. So he said, keep your working tool in one hand and keep your sword in the other, because he knew that whenever you're doing something for God, while you're working, there's going to be an attack. The enemy's trying to plan. He's trying to strategize. He's trying to find weaknesses. He's trying to find glimpses in the armor so that he can get in. But we know that greater is he that's in us than he who is in the world. With God on our side, we can do all things except fail. And so I encourage everyone tonight that's listening, as well as myself, to stay committed to the assignment. Whatever God has placed in your heart, whatever God has placed in your mind. And if he hasn't yet, ask him, seek him. Knock on the door and find out what assignment God has for you. Because surely there's work to be done in the vineyard. The fields are white. We just need harvesters. We need people that are going to go and not be afraid to go into the field and harvest the harvest that God has allowed for us. So I want you to understand and know that God is on your side. God has a plan, a purpose, a process, and a procedure for each one of us. And as time continues to go on, as we grow in faith and as we grow with God, we'll be given more responsibilities. As we grow in Christ, we'll be put in a position to be more accountable to the work of the kingdom. And as long as we stay committed to the assignment and stay focused, we too, just as Brother Nehemiah did, can complete our tasks, not be distracted, not thrown off course, but keep the course, stay the course, and do the will of God that he's directing your life to do. It's a blessing to be partner with God. He could have chose anyone, but he's choosing us. He's choosing you. He's choosing me to be involved with an assignment and or a task that's going to bring him glory. So the best thing for me to do is to be a willing vessel, continue to seek him through his word, through prayer, stay surrounded by the saints of God as well, and continue to encourage as well as get encouragement about whatever task God has laid before you. I thank you for this opportunity. Again, my name is Michael Devon Alston. I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to be a part of this broadcast. God is doing some great things in my life. He saved me. He took me away from drugs, alcohol, and the street. And he's placed me on assignment to talk to people who are still battling those type of things, to give them strength, to give them hope, to let them know that God wants to deliver, God wants to heal, God wants to save if we allow him to. He shed his precious blood for us on Calvary, and he rose. He's not a dead Savior. We serve a living God who's concerned and committed to us. And my hope and prayer is that I remain committed and even grow even more committed to him and the assignment that he has placed on my life. What's your assignment? And if you do know it, what are you going to do about it? I don't want to sit down on God these days. I want to be active. I want to be moving. I want to be a mobile vessel for him. And I don't want to be scared or frightened about where he's going to send me. I want to have courage. And I want to move according to as the Spirit gives me the direction to do so. It's just a blessing to be a Christian. It's a blessing to be a part of God and to know that he is on our side. And again, stay committed to your assignment. Whatever you vowed, whatever you've promised, whatever you said, whatever you've asked God to allow you to be a part of, stay committed to it and watch the results. Continue to drop seeds. Continue to bear fruit. And continue to allow God to get the increase. This is a blessing. Just to think about God and his word and what Nehemiah accomplished during the time of hardship, during the time of exile, during the time of returning. Because sometimes God will allow us to go right back to some of the areas that he delivered us from. To be a light, to be a beacon of hope, to be an encouragement to those who still might be struggling and fighting against things that are trying to destroy him. What's your assignment? Are you assigned to go talk to the person on the corner? Are you assigned to feed the homeless? Are you assigned to be a better witness to children? Are you assigned to be a better husband or better wife or better father? Are you assigned to get more involved in the church? Are you assigned to get deeper into the word of God so that you can become extremely effective in speaking God's word and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ? Whatever it is, I encourage you to just embrace it, walk in it, and allow God to use that assignment to increase the gift and talent that he's blessed you with. Everything that we have, we got from him. He paid the cost for it. So I would ask that you stay committed to your assignment, stay on course, keep on keeping on, be encouraged, don't fall back, don't give up, don't quit. Know that the best is still yet to come. Know that people are praying for you to succeed. People are praying for you to stay on course. People are praying for you to keep your assignment and stay committed to it. Because the truth of the matter is we've been committed to so many other things that didn't shed blood for us, that didn't die for us, and that we can't look back and gain a benefit from. What about God? What about Christ? What about other people? It's a blessing and a privilege to, again, partner with the creator of the universe in helping someone else get to know him better, trust him a little more, and also being given an assignment and a task for the kingdom. Again, my name is Michael Devon Alston. I thank you for the opportunity. And stay on course, stay on assignment, stay on task. And you too, just as our brother Nehemiah, will have the favor of God in your life. You'll have all the tools needed, necessary, to help rebuild whatever the enemy has tried to tear down and destroy, not only in your life, but the blessing part of that is you'll be able to help someone else rebuild some things in their life. Because God is a restorer. He's a redeemer. He's a reconciler. He's our everything. And I believe that's why he gives us assignments, so that we can give him glory. This is Michael Devon Austin. Thank you for your time, and I pray that the word of God touch the heart, touch the soul. And if you haven't committed to Jesus Christ, this would be a great time to do so. All you have to do is just say that I'm a sinner. I need the Lord in my life. I believe that Christ was born, came, hung, bled, and died, and rose on the third day for the remission of my sins, that he shed his precious blood on Calvary, that I might be forgiven. And then start to read your word, start to get around other Christian people to help you. Let God plant you in a good Bible-believing church. And then go ahead and get prepared to get an assignment. But get discipled. Let somebody help you and walk beside you on this journey. Because the enemy is mad, he's angry, and he'll definitely be coming to attack. But stay on point, stay on task. Again, I thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for Michael Devon Austin. Again, the topic is stay committed to the assignment. And just like Nehemiah, you know, they was reminded to keep their whole armor on, that when the enemy come in like a flood, that God will lift up a standard for them. So let's stay encouraged, stay committed to the assignment, keep your whole armor on, you know, because we know that the enemy gonna come, but we know that God is greater in our lives. We know that God is the one that's gonna bring us through our trials, and allow us to have the victorious win in our life. So stay committed, stay focused, continue to keep God first in your life, continue to walk by faith and not by sight, calling those things as though they was, and always remember to seek God. Continue to seek God on your assignment, because sometimes we are on assignment and we might think that God's telling us to continue to go straight. And there's times that we have to turn left or right because God sees something else that he want to bring to the table for our lives, that's going to give him glory for our story, that he will get all the glory in our life. So stay committed to the assignment, and he will bless you. And again, we thank God for Michael Devon Austin, and he also is sharing this information.
Yes, God blessed me to put out a CD. The name of the CD is Into the Storm, so it's on all of the internet music engines, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube. Michael Devon Austin, Into the Storm. Check it out. See if it ministers to you. Hit like. I could use all the support I can get. And also, it's just a great opportunity to hear such great things and what great things God is doing in our lives. God's no respecter of person. What he does for one, he'll graciously do for another. You might have books inside of you. You might have said, well, I want to write songs, but put it on the back burner. You might even be an entrepreneur and not even know it yet. But when you get with God, he can unlock the treasures and gifts that exist in you. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Trust God. Call on him. Ask him, God, what have you put in me that I can give to this world and give back to you, that you might gain glory for it? Because God has truly put a gift and a treasure inside of each one of us. It's just a matter of getting with him to understand and get the direction on what to do with it and how to use it.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes. And again, Michael Devon Austin, Into the Storms, that's his new CD that's out. Please go on his page, Michael Devon Austin. There is a trailer that you can click on the link and hear the CD, hear the songs, and let God bless you with the anointed songs that God has blessed him to sing and write to us, that we will be blessed and glorify God and praise God with. Again, Michael Devon Austin, the name of the CD is Into the Storm, and you can go on his page. And remember, the topic today is stay committed to the assignment. Just like he had to stay committed to assignment to start that new CD, as God gave him the vision and the plan. You know, the words say, write the vision and make it plain. You know, that's God's word, and that's what keep us committed to the assignment. We got to have a vision if we don't have a vision, we will perish, as the words say. So continue to stay committed to the assignment, that God will bless you as well. We know that God has gifts, talents for each and every one of us. Some of us have many of talents, many of gifts that God is have planted inside us, blessed us with, that people is paying for, and you have it as a gift and talent. So let God use you in your life. Don't sit on your gift and talent. Let God be glorified in what he has blessed you with, because someone is paying a lot of money just to sing. Somebody paying a lot of money just to play drums. But guess what? You have the vision. You've been blessed with the vision and the talents and the gifts and the goals that you don't even have don't have to pay a dollar, but you got favor of God in your life. So continue to stay committed to the assignment. And we thank God for Michael Devon Austin coming back on the show. He always blessed us with the word, be used by God. We thank God for him and continue to keep him in prayer. Continue to support him with the CD that he has out, Into the Storm. Again, you can go on Michael Devon Austin page and click on the link, and you can hear the songs. And also go to the website and support him on Spotify, on all the websites, Amazon, Prime, every website that's out there. The songs are there. The CD songs are there. So please support him as well. God bless you. We thank you for joining in on tonight. Please join us at 7 p.m. next Tuesday. God will truly bless you with some more Word of God that's sown into your life. We thank God for you, you, and you. Continue to share this link, Love Radio Network, to your friends, your family, also to the church. God bless you. We love you, and have a blessed evening. Bye for now.
The Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show hosts and personalities. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
God not only wants to give us eternal life, he wants us to have a full and meaningful life here on earth. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." From John 10:10. Join Evangelist Christine Johnson Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and all other national time zones for Empowerment Radio, God's vision for your life. Enjoy the inspirational word from many different pastors and speakers to encourage every challenge in your life. That's Empowerment Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Love Radio Network 24.